Thunder Bay, the Border Cats' playoff chances are hanging by a thread, but the Northwoods team stayed alive on Sunday night. The Cats scored 6 runs in the 4th inning and withstood a late barrage from the host Waterloo Bucks to pull out a 9-8 road win that kept their postseason hopes intact for another day. With 6 games to go, the Border Cats, 14-16, would need to run the table to finish at 20-16, and hope the Duluth Huskies, 20-11, go on a 6-game losing skid to wind up the regular season. Thunder Bay would also need the Eau Claire Express, 18-14, to finish no better than 3-3 over their final 6 games. Thunder Bay's Porter Jorgensen picked up the win for the Border Cats, his first in the Northwoods League, a case of being in the right place at the right time. Jorgensen, who took over for starter Jabe Schlehuber to start the 4th, walked 4 batters and allowed a run, but because Schlehuber wasn't able to go 5 innings, the minimum required for a starter to qualify for the victory, Jorgensen earned the nod. He entered the game with the Cats up 6-3, having erased a 3-0 Bucks lead through 3 innings. The 4th started with plenty of promise for the Border Cats. Calvin Warillo singled to lead things off against Waterloo starter Logan Benker. Jeremy Sheffield walked and Jacob Steinberg singled to load the bases. After Aiden Hadley popped out to 3rd, Junior Lopez walked to score Warillo, who plated the Cats' first run of the afternoon. A Benker wild pitch allowed another run to cross and, after walking Joey Ruiz, he was lifted for Parker Bleck. The walks kept coming. Devin Smith and Dylan Sneed drew back-to-back bases loaded free passes, which ended Bleck's appearance at 2 batters. Alexander Morrison got Caden Ashton to ground out to 1st, earning the Border Cats their 5th run of the inning. A 2nd run scoring wild pitch rounded out the 6-run inning. In the 5th, Hadley lifted a sacrifice fly to add to Thunder Bay's 6-4 advantage and, with Braden Offenbacher into pitch, Smith singled home Steinberg for an 8-4 lead. Sheffield wrapped up the Cats scoring in the 6th, scoring on an error by Waterloo first baseman Mitchell Iliff. The Bucks battled back in the 8th, scoring 3 times, but fell 1 run short of evening thing up. Jake Bechtel, Marcus Hewson and Iliff each had run scoring singles, but Tyler Talbert came in to mop things up and got Caleb Parker to hit into an inning-ending double play, leaving Thunder Bay with a slim 9-8 lead. Talbert retired 3 of the 4 batters he faced in the 9th to pick up the save. The Cats return home on Monday night to take on the La Crosse Loggers, 14-18. Game time is 6:35 p.m.